You're tuned to Birds of a Feather. This is Dread Red for DFM Radio Television and Ritter Radio. And this week's cast is celebrating space travel to inner and outer space. Part of the mix is a segment of Notsky's Polar Sounds mixed with, what was it, that moment, a live signal stream from the pre-launch of the Discovery Space Shuttle. Well, much other stuff in the mix. So, I will get busy so you can get listening. Enjoy. Feel free to join us over in the chat room, reachable over the website, and maybe you want to watch the webcam slideshow, which also lasts about an hour if you tune to the Dread Red Cam.
Thank you. Copy all. Good. I comment.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we could adjust the
You copy? Keep it coming. Yeah, CBR, you have a go. Thank you.
All right, what's it talking about there? The MDU or the 10 TV screens that are now at the glass cockpit and the flight station, flight deck. And they want to turn up a little bit because the sun glare coming through the windows makes it a little different. So that's what the MDU is, a multifunction display. Back in the white room, our Kevin Herter of his quality is going through his checklist for items that are supposed to come out of the crew module. Bobby Wright standing right next to him, and they're running down the list making sure everything that's supposed to come out is coming out. That's a Elser, a breathing unit that we use in case of emergency. It lasts about 10 minutes. And John Hazel first is putting it back into the rack where it belongs. Circuit breaker protective cover that keeps you from pushing breakers in when you step over them. She's done with her job.
Looking 727, on UD 728. Egress to crew module, verify ready for hatch closure. Give it to you momentarily. All right, stand by. Thank you, that was 727.
T-minus 1 hour, 4 minutes, 51 seconds and counting, and we are just about 2 hours away from the expected liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery today at 4:50 p.m. and 27 seconds Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, video station. Air to ground one.
And I believe that was the last Elsa pack come out of the module. They stay higher in the white room. Finally, now they'll begin the hatch closure operations. Let's see, Bobby put clothes on. He's going to wipe, he's going to take some tape off, and they're going to wipe the seal down prior to hatch closure. So the gloves protect his hands from the alcohol, as well as protect the tile from the surrounding area where he pulls off the arm along from around where the hatch and the thermal barrier are.
CPS 200, it's up to you, 763, order event doors will be moved momentarily. Copy. TVD, OGC.
Go ahead.
Present orbiter event doors 1 and 2 and will be moved aside.
Copy.
ASM on 142?
Yes, sir. I'll be going to 142 here shortly.
All right. ASM and...
OTC, I don't need a CMTC. We're buying everything locally.
Copy that. CASM is on 142 with OTC.
Copy.
Rocking lever on the side, make sure that it's fully left.
Window will expire.
systems are go, except for
fuel cells. Are you stuck with that?
Except for the range safety officer. We stand by as they continue to work through their problem. Pilot Eric Bode with the switches in the cockpit to connect the three fuel cells directly to the essential power buses. T-minus 7 minutes, 30 seconds, and counting.
And Discovery OTC from the processing team of Discovery to the crew of Discovery. Enjoy the ride. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the work you did get this ready to go, and appreciate all your work. And for those watching, you're able to witness the majesty and the power of Discovery as you lift off one final time.
Orbiter access arm retracting. Orbiter test conductor John Craxton talking with Space Shuttle Commander Steve Lindsay.
Can we get to the hold and we're holding? Copy, thank you.
T-minus 6 minutes, 50 seconds. Planning to hold at T-minus 5 minutes unless the range is clear.
Sure. Can you give us an update on your return?
I can do that, sir.
Copy, okay.
T-minus 6 minutes, 4 seconds. Test conductor John Craxton, the pilot Eric Bode, noted to perform the generator power unit restart procedure. The APUs provide pressure to the shuttle's three hydraulic systems that move the main engine nozzles and aero services. T-minus 5 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting. Minus 5 minutes, 30 seconds to count. Thank you.
T-minus 1 minute, 30 seconds, and counting. All systems are go. About 90 seconds away from the launch of Space Shuttle Discovery on the final mission. T-minus 1 minute, 10 seconds, and counting. The liquid hydrogen tank inside the external tank is now at the proper flight pressure. T-minus 1 minute and counting. The ground launch will verify that the three main engines are ready to start. The booster joint heaters are being deactivated at this time. T-minus 48 seconds and we're transferring to orbiter internal power. Discovery is now running on three onboard fuel cells. Coming up, we're going to go for auto sequence start. T-minus 31 seconds. And we have a number of functions. 20 seconds. The sound suppression water system has been active, protecting Discovery in the launch pad from acoustical energy waves. Go for main engine start. We have main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition. And the final liftoff of Discovery, the tribute to the dedication and hard work of Project Bird and Space Shuttle. The shuttle that's through the tower.
Space Shuttle now over the rock was back when they had been arrived in orbit. Discovery now making one last reach for the stars. Roswell, Commander Steve Lindsay acknowledging the call from Capcom Public 05. Discovery is screaming, engine throttle back up. Lindsay is joined on the flight deck by pilot Eric Bowen, mission specialist Al Drew, and Nicole Stott. Mission specialist Mike Barrett and Steve Bowen. Discovery screaming engines are burning fuel at a rate that would drain an average swimming pool in about 25 seconds. The engines combined with a solid rocket booster has produced more than 7 million pounds of thrust. 1 minute, 50 seconds into the flight, we're standing by for separation of the twin solid rocket boosters. Discovery now traveling 2,695 miles an hour. Its altitude 24 miles. Downrange from the Kennedy Space Center 29 miles. Booster separation confirmed. Discovery's guidance is now converging as the shuttle's onboard computers fine-tune the flight. Two minutes, 25 seconds into the flight, Discovery traveling 3,189 miles an hour. Its altitude 37 miles, downrange from the Kennedy Space Center 53 miles. Discovery now getting a boost into orbit from its twin orbital maneuvering system engines on either side of the shuttle's tail. These two engines will burn for 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Two engines out. We do have your no com load boundaries, and we did launch late into pane one, our only pane. The contingency abort boundaries will be used our in plane plus 230. Let me know when you're ready to copy the new press release.
Zaragoza 104.
Tightly in orbit. It's about time I'm gonna give back the control to the headquarters over in Amsterdam. This is Dreadred speaking over in the east of the Netherlands. And celebrating the final launch of the Discovery, which is now docked with the International Space Station. Well, this was Birds of a Feather for this week. Last time for February 2011. Next time it will be March. So, looking forward to you tuning in again for a little soundscaping and improvisation and mixing and the like. If your ears will like it, maybe you can point your browser to the DFM donation page, dfm.nu/donate, and send a little cash to DFM to keep on doing what we are doing. Well, thanks for listening. So, bye bye for that. Listeners at Ridder Radio. Next on the FM, the AEV and the He. And at midnight, CET, Peter D with Discipline.